Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
When I was roughly about 6, I was invited to one of my classmate Debbie's parties. I remember it was over at her house, and I was excited to see that they had a bounce house in the backyard. The classmate's family that hosted the birthday was pretty well off, to say the least, so it was a relatively big castle with multiple attractions inside. I greeted everyone and immediately took my shoes off and entered. I started bouncing around as kids would when I noticed an older man in the far back of the castle. He was kind of jumping around and playing with the kids. For some reason, I remember falling down and him immediately asking if I was okay. It wasn't a rough fall, I just kind of tripped down and pushed myself back up. But that's when he introduced himself as Gordon, telling me he was Debbie's father. He asked me what my name was, to which I said it was Sarah. He then started to ask me a bunch of questions like how old I was and what toys I liked to play with. I told him my age and said that I played mostly with Barbies. He then asked me if I liked cotton candy and said yes. Then he tells me to wait there and he gets out to the cotton candy stand to ask for one cotton candy. He comes back and hands it over to me and then abruptly leaves. I see him go inside the house. This was pretty weird given that everyone, including the parents, were outside with their kids or having a drink. I finish eating the cotton candy and jump on the bounce house some more, and this time try to make some friends in the process. Suddenly, I see Gordon at the back of the bounce house, this time standing behind the net and sort of gesturing for me to come to him. I walk over to him and he enthusiastically asks me if I wanted to go explore the inside of the house because Debbie had a massive collection of Barbie dolls that I could play with and that Debbie was okay with it. As I mentioned before, I was really into Barbies, so I accepted and followed him inside. I get into Debbie's room and indeed realize she has a large collection of different Barbie dolls. I get down and start playing around, but I notice Gordon hasn't actually left and he's still behind me, sort of watching me play. Then he sits next to me and starts making conversation with me, asking which one were my favorite dolls and such. I don't really remember specifically what he was asking me, but I remember him escalating the conversation to the point where he was asking me if I had any crushes on the boys at school. I said I didn't like anyone at school and sort of tried to ignore him the best I could by giving him short answers. That's when he got even closer and started playing with my hair and sort of putting it over my ear. It got to the point where he was about to kiss me, and that's when we heard someone coming up the steps. He instantly jolted away and quickly disappeared out of the room. Then I heard him ask where the bathroom was, and some girl was telling him it was downstairs. Then Debbie entered her room and found me. She asked me what I thought I was doing and why I was in her room. I told her her dad wanted to show me where her Barbie collection was, and he led me upstairs to her room. She was furious, so she went downstairs to ask her dad if it was true. I sort of followed her and saw her asking her dad. I then went down to ask Debbie's dad if he was the real Gordon, to which he said yes and asked why. I added that there was a grown man named Gordon who pretended to be Debbie's dad and had me go upstairs with him. That's when it all just clicked for everyone, and we all rushed upstairs to see if he was still there. And even with the help of all the other parents, nothing was found, except the window wide open in the bathroom. To this day, it still gives me the creeps how this guy was so cold-blooded into pretending to be Debbie's dad, and sort of manipulating everyone in the process. This happened when I was about 8 years old, and is quite literally the most traumatizing thing that's happened to me and my brother. It was our neighbor's twin kid's birthday. They were roughly about our age, so me and my brother were invited. We were a little hesitant to go at first, because we always thought the neighbor's kids were a little weird. But when my brother and I saw that they had installed an inflatable house in their backyard that day, we went over to check it out. As we entered their house, we were greeted by their dad, who we never actually met before. His name was Rocco, and I'd be lying if he wasn't the most intimidating looking man I've ever seen. He was bald, spoke in a low, raspy voice, and had these large tattoos almost everywhere on him. All in all, his physique basically screamed, "Don't fuck with me." Anyway, he told us to come inside, and so we quickly entered. We had some pizza, and eventually me and my brother made our way to the inflatable house. We went inside the inflatable house, and that's when we got to know our neighbor's kids a little better. We started talking to them, and realized they were actually pretty fun to hang out with. I don't really remember what we talked about, but somehow the topic of the conversation went to one of the twins talking about how they found a gun in their parents' bedroom drawer. They said that it also had a silencer, meaning it would basically make no noise when you shoot. Me and my brother were both in disbelief because we were really into guns at that age and never saw a real gun before. Then they told us that their parents accidentally ordered the bounce house for 2 days, so we could meet them in the bounce house at 1 a.m. and they'll try to show us the gun. My brother and I, being the dumb kids we were, accepted. That night, we both set our alarms slightly before 1 a.m. and woke up. My brother came into my room, and we looked out the window to see if they were still inside the bounce house. Sure enough, the bounce house was moving, and we quietly rushed downstairs, carefully opened the back door, and climbed over the fence to our neighbor's house. As we entered the bounce house, we both saw the gun, and it was magic to our eyes. Even the silencer was on it, and it looked like something straight out of a James Bond movie. We took turns inspecting it, and that's when one of them told us to be careful, because it was loaded. I asked why it was loaded, and they told us their father kept it in the bedroom next to his bed, either probably for security reasons. But then, that's when one of the twins said they almost forgot, and then he proceeded to pull a small Ziploc bag of white powder. None of us knew what it was until one of the twins explained it was what he sold to make his money. Then out of nowhere, the other twin shakes up and tells everyone to hide. As he jolts up, the now open bag of cocaine spills onto all of us and all around the bounce house. I then asked what the deal was when he pointed to the upstairs window that was now lit. At this point, we're all hiding behind the bounce house, and we hear the back door open. I peek to look up, and sure enough, it's Rocco. He slowly walks up towards the bounce house, and we're all certain and absolutely mortified by the fact that he noticed his cocaine basically spilled all over the bounce floor. He walked over to the backside of the bounce house, and that's when he saw all of us hiding. Both twins don't know what to say, and we kind of just all stay there in silence, awaiting our fate. That's when he calmly orders his two sons to go back to their rooms. They both quickly leave, and now it's just him staring at me and my brother. He slowly gets closer to us, and tells us something similar to the following. "If you two fuckers ever tell on this, you and your family get the bullet." Then he looks down at the gun, which is at his feet. He picks it up and inspects it. That's when he suddenly points it right at us. Me and my brother jolt back, and as we get up to leave, he abruptly orders us to stop. Then he put his gun in his back pocket, and proceeded to tell us something that basically flipped my stomach inside down. He said that, if he ever saw us again, he'd do it for real. Then he told us goodnight and walked away. We instantly climbed over the fence and ran back to our house, quietly going to our rooms. Luckily, both my parents were still sleeping, and we both went to bed as if nothing happened. From that day on, we never went back to see those kids again, and we basically never told our parents. Then, about 1 month later, they moved out, and me and my brother were instantly relieved. When I was around 8, my family went to a giant resort just outside of town for the 4th of July. Everything was set up on the resort's golf course. I remember there being a bunch of people, mostly rich looking, and there were chairs set up for everyone to watch the fireworks come evening time. There were buffets, hot dog stands, and a bunch of attractions. I remember there being this massive bounce house, which was more like a bounce land, so to speak, with slides, tubes, a maze, and all kinds of other fun stuff on there. I took my shoes off and enthusiastically jumped inside the inflatable house. I went over to the maze section and tried completing the maze and discovering what was over to the back side. After a good 5 minutes, I finally completed the maze. That's when I encountered a group of much older kids, almost teenagers. It was three guys, and they all seemed to be roughly about 14 years old. They seemed to be caught off guard when they saw me, as if they were about to do something. Upon seeing me, one of them with a buzz cut started talking to me. "Sup, fatty? Made it through the maze? Cool. Nothing to see here. You can go back now." I replied that he was stupid for calling me fat. That got no reply though. So then I asked what they were doing, because I was genuinely curious. The same guy replied that it was none of my business and that I should go play in the other sections of the maze. Then one of the other guys rhetorically asked if I was gonna tell my mom. I jokingly replied that I would, because they looked like crackheads and would get evicted in seconds if I told the security guards as well. That's when all of a sudden, one of them gets up and rushes towards me. Before I have time to move, he grabs me by the collar and throws me against the wall. "Listen here, you little fats. If you tell anyone anything, you're gonna get the Mickey special." For some reason, I then asked what the Mickey special was. That's when they all got up and formed a semicircle around me, blocking me against a corner. I instantly tried to run away by ducking under one of them, but quickly and forcibly get thrown back against the corner. That's when I feel all of them tightly pack themselves onto me. At this point, I'm completely smashed into the corner and my head is facing the bounce house's wall, so I basically can't breathe. I'm in there for a good 30 seconds, trying my hardest to scream, but I could sense that nothing significantly audible would come out. It was basically like I was drowning, except worse, because there was this crushing pressure and I was sealed off to the air. I feel like starting to panic as they were showing no signs of giving up. Then at about 40 seconds, they get off of me and I manage to catch my breath. With every remaining effort in my body, I sort of limp back over to the maze as quickly as I can. As I'm in the maze, I hear one of them saying, "Hopefully I've learned my lesson." And obviously, after such a traumatic event, I never told anyone about my encounter. I just kind of went back to my parents, as if nothing happened. Luckily, I never met those guys again, and I still don't know what drugs they were doing, but my initial guess of it being crack was right, given how angry one of them got.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.